There you go. Now I should be joined on the line by Lynn. Good morning to you, Lynn.
Morning, Debbie. How are you?
Not too bad, Lynn. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. Good.
Good, good. Okay, Lynn, we're talking to you here from Phone Watch, and we know around the Dublin area especially there's been an increase in break-ins. So on this morning's show, we're just going to be talking a little bit about what you provide. Like, Phone Watch is Ireland's largest provider of home safety systems. And it's the first company, I believe, to monitor carbon monoxide as well to Irish homes.
I mean, at Phone Watch, we've always, we pride ourselves on keeping people safe in their homes, and we've always monitored intruder and burglar sensors and more recently smoke. And our latest addition is carbon monoxide sensors, which allow us to complete the home safety package in total. So we now monitor for fire, intruder and carbon monoxide, which means people can stay particularly safe in their homes. Carbon monoxide, as we know, is highly dangerous. It's known as the silent killer, and you know, more and more people, 73% of homeowners are concerned about carbon monoxide poisoning, and we just felt that this is a real need that's in the Irish market now to be able to provide this service for customers.
And carbon monoxide, would that kind of relate to older houses, like the newer houses? Would you be a little bit like, I don't have an alarm, would we? Is it advice for every house to have a carbon monoxide alarm?
It is, yeah. I mean, all new builds now are required to have carbon monoxide sensors, but they're not monitored. So if there's a carbon monoxide leak, they will activate, but nobody else will know about it. So unfortunately, if you've already been unconscious with the fumes, you may not hear it. Whereas with our carbon monoxide alarms, they're monitored. So as soon as the alarm activates, our monitoring control center receives the activation, and then we'll call the fire service, so they'll go to the home straight away.
Very good. So the same as it does for the alarm. And so in this new package you're providing for homes, you did some research, I suppose, among Irish homeowners, and the biggest concern is relation to the security and safety in their own homes, which is everyone's concern. You know, it's always, you know, you put your alarm on, you feel safe in the house. So have there been many deaths from carbon monoxide?
There's one or two deaths a year from carbon monoxide poisoning in Ireland, which is one or two too many, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, we did survey 1,000 households because we really just wanted to understand what people were most concerned about in their homes. And what came out of it was that 85% of people were concerned about being burgled, but only half of them had a burglar alarm, you know. And as I said, there was 73% were concerned about carbon monoxide, but again, only half the people had an alarm. So people are concerned about these things, but it's just getting the awareness out there then to try and let people know that they can protect themselves against this kind of thing, you know, and have something like a monitored alarm in place, which will give them immediate response. I mean, that's what we pride ourselves on in terms of response to any of the three elements, as I said, burglar, smoke and carbon monoxide. So that if something does happen, that we will know about it, and we can notify the customers themselves, the key holders, and where required, the emergency services.
Yeah, and I know gone are the days when you could go out your front door, leave it unlocked, and you know, hopefully you'd come back and everything would be okay. Do people feel more or less secure in their homes today, in your opinion?
Well, based on the research that we did, people who have an alarm system actually feel more secure, and converse to that, actually, people without an alarm system feel less secure than they did a year ago, you know?
Mm.
There's been 13,000 burglaries so far in the first 6 months, although those figures, we're just waiting for updated figures from the CSO. But there's no, that's kind of tracking on where it has been in previous years, you know? So there's no indication that there's any decline in burglaries, unfortunately. And, you know, burglars are opportunistic. Most of them are opportunistic, and they'll look up and down the street and see who has an alarm system and who doesn't, and then they'll they'll pick the ones that they feel are the easier targets, I suppose.
To get a, yeah, that's so true. And I know, like, it does give you a sense of, I suppose, as I said, security and safeness in your own home, because we all want to be safe in our own home. You don't want to have that apprehensive feeling that someone's going to come in through the night and break into your home, you know, when you're sleeping in your bed. That is probably one of the worst feelings anyone can have. But, you know, if you want to, I know increasing your home with your fire, with the security alarm is one of the things that is really a must. You have to do it. Is there any other way householders can increase their levels of security at home?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of people can do, you know, in terms of make sure that you've good lighting outside your home. So, you know, sensor lights that will come on if somebody walks into your front or back garden. That's a, you know, that's a very important factor to have. If you have a lot of trees or bushes around your home, is to keep them kind of trimmed back so that there's nowhere for people to for burglars, potential burglars, to hide. You know, basic things like putting or making sure if you're away from your home that you talk to your neighbours and maybe they could come in and put a light on, or get some of those the smart plug that you know, you can the lights switch on to make just your home kind of lived in when you're not there. And I mean, ultimately, the biggest deterrent is to get a monitored alarm, because even an alarm that has an outside ringing bell, very often we all know we walk down the street and we hear a bell ringing and nobody does anything about it. So at least with a monitored alarm or a phone watch monitored alarm, you'll know that we're going to act on it straight away. And that's key, you know. Yeah. If somebody does attempt to break into your home, that at least somebody knows about it, either yourself, your key holders, or the emergency services, depending on what the nature of the alarm is.
So the phone watch alarm probably is the most comprehensive protection really we can get today. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it does. It provides, as I said, it's the home. Our new product is the home safety system, so it covers everything when you're in the home and when you're away. I mean, you were saying there earlier about people at night time. It's really important that people, when you have an alarm, is to put it on, whether you're in the home and when you're out of it, because if somebody is gonna try and break in when you're there, at least if the alarm activates, you'll know about it, or when you're away, you'll get the notification. And our smoke and our carbon monoxide are actually always on monitored sensors, so regardless of whether you have your alarm set or not, they will activate if there is a fire or if there's a carbon monoxide leak. So they are always on 24/7.
That's great to know, because, you know, at least you've been, as you said, if your alarm's not on, they're on anyway. And if people want to find out more about the phone watch alarm, okay, do you have a web address they can go on?
We do. You can go to phonewatch.ie, or you can call direct into our sales line, which is 1850 500 900.
900, to give you peace of mind and to be able to sleep at night, really. You know, every house should have an alarm. I know of a person who has an alarm and they don't put it on when they go to bed because they're afraid it will go off and they'll be more frightened of it going off. So it just seems a little bit.
I know. Unfortunately, there are people do have that fear, but, you know, our alarm systems are very comprehensive. So, you know, they won't activate unless there's something wrong, really. So, you know, I think it's important that people know, rather than, you know, potentially waking up the next morning and the house having been ransacked, and they could have prevented it if they'd had the alarm on.
Exactly. And as it goes straight to the guards, so they get, or so someone gets in touch with you and let you know that something's going off.
Yeah, when the burglar sensors activate, we will initially call the home to make sure that it's not a false alarm, but if we don't get an answer or we get the wrong verification word, we will then call the guards straight away.
Right. And it's, as I said, peace of mind, and nothing can... That's too much for peace of mind in your own home. Anyway, listen, Lynn, thanks for talking to us today and giving us those tips. And remember, people, do keep an eye and be vigilant for your neighbours as well. And as I said, keep it, you know, the house lit up at night time. I'd always leave a porch light on anyway all night. So, yeah.